Tim Jackman. The big 6'2 winger found a niche as a third or fourth line grinder and muscle off the bench for six National Hockey League teams. The Minnesota State second round draft choice racked up over 800 minutes in the penalty box in his pro hockey career. Along the way, a friend shared how this troubled man could find peace and purpose in his life through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check in anytime for all the info you need or to give quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Tim Jackman, 4 years removed from pro hockey, is now a youth hockey coach at the elite North Star Academy in Alexandria, Minnesota, and he's back with me today on S&C. So last time, Tim, you talked about your hockey career in the National League and wound up in Calgary, then Anaheim. But in Calgary, you were witnessed to by a friend, a minister of the gospel, and you had a dramatic right turn in your life where you opened the door of your life, opened up your heart to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, got changed from this NHL tough guy to a follower of the Prince of Peace. What was the reaction to the new Tim Jackman from your NHL buddies there?
I think looking back on it, you know, some players saw a change in me, for sure. And what happened was the team that I was on, that I spent so much time in Calgary, I ended up getting traded to Anaheim shortly after about a year of being mentored and really growing in my faith. And so they didn't get to see me as much. So I really got a clean start when I got to Anaheim, where these guys didn't really know who I used to be, the way I used to act, the way I used to be away from the rink, or even the way I played. I got to really show them who I was now in Christ when I got to Anaheim, and there was just so much freedom in me at that time. And, you know, I've heard guys say, you know, I know other players that I played with ended up spending more time with the mentor there in Calgary who mentored me. So there's some pretty neat stories where some of those guys have been led to Christ through that man that's in Calgary.
Praise the Lord for that. Well, you coach a U16 team at North Star Academy. What do you tell these kids about what you've learned from your incredible hockey experiences?
Yeah, so we have a really neat program in North Star where we are, you know, we get to talk to these guys about Christ. We get to open up the Bible. We get to pray with them. So I get to, you know, talk to them all the time and tell them the reason I'm standing in front of you is because I need a Savior, and I know you guys do too. And these are the mistakes that I've made, and I want you to learn from them. And there's life this way, you know. And I get to try to train them on how to think and how to trust the Lord and just really learn from my mistakes and learn from some of the things that I did right that I was thankful enough to learn from and pass that on to these guys. But it's just a special place where we get to share that with them. I get to counsel the players in a sense where I get to go after their hearts and see what's going on with them, and I get to pray with them. I think it's just such an amazing place where I get to actually pray with a player I'm coaching. It's just, it's pretty special.
Yeah, it is, I'm sure. Well, you played college hockey at Minnesota State Mankato and made history as the first Mavs player ever to be drafted by an NHL team. It was the Columbus Blue Jackets in 2001. What was draft day like for you?
Yeah, draft day was, it was an exciting day. I had my family down with me in Florida, my agent. We went out to breakfast. It was an exciting time. I met with quite a few NHL teams. Wasn't sure who was going to draft me. I knew that Columbus had really shown a lot of interest in me. And it was just kind of, you know, surreal in the sense that I couldn't believe I was there. The sad part when I look back on it now was that I was just living in sin so bad as just an 18, you know, I was only 18 years old, but I had so much, and I just had so much shame and guilt I was carrying that I didn't get to really enjoy what was going on throughout the day. It was kind of masking some of my insecurities and some of the things I was going through. But it was a neat day. It was fun to get drafted. I can still remember it, but I didn't have the joy in my life that I have now. If that makes sense, and if it was turned back and I would have had that freedom and didn't have the scars that I had at that point, it would have been different. But it was still a special day. But I just remember just being in such a kind of not a real joyful place.
Yeah, yeah. Well, praise God for the work He's done in your life, and now you're able to use the hockey knowledge you have to help kids grow, not just as hockey players, but as believers in Christ and witness of the power of the cross in your own life. Tim Jackman, thank you for coming back and taking all this time on Sports and Commentary. Great to connect with you. God bless you.
Yes, God bless you. Thank you for the time. It was my pleasure.